Alright guys, hello and welcome back to another episode of the Quill Crew, your favorite balls of this podcast. My next question that from the episode, let's get into it. So yeah, I mean, 25,211 trophies, sorry, it took me a second there. I did some, did some bit of grinding, not much, of course. I got most of my quests done. I've got to defeat 24 enemies with Piper. That's almost wrapped up. Yeah, tier 57. These quests with, because I have a play again 10 times and I win battles and gym grab. Five of them, that would bring me up to probably around 59, so maybe 60 by tomorrow. Which is exciting, because we're getting really close to Bell Golden Hand in the pack. Yeah, 1,400 token uploaders in the shop for 39 gems. There might still be a PowerPoint offer, I'm going to have to check up on that. There is not, okay, good to know. Still no skin offer in the queue, which is kind of weird. I thought you would have seen something in there by now. I don't think Amber de la Vega's out. But yeah, if you do have Evil Gene, you can get him from... Or if you do have Gene, you can get him for Evil Gene for 99 gems. Not entirely sure what to talk about off the top of my head. So... I'm just gonna play a game and see what comes to mind. Really. Yeah, I said I had an idea for a 500th episode. I completely changed up the idea because I came with a better one. So, that's good. I mean, I'm not exposing anything. I'll put out a few hints on my Discord server in a little while, but you'll have to wait for that. Of course, because, yeah, I think I've decided I still want to do a YouTube video or some sort. Just, I'm not entirely sure. I mean, it'll probably work better. As that maybe I'll do both, like an uncut. Okay, I'm gonna just stop here. So yeah, that's exciting. 500 episodes. I haven't been at 500 episodes. Of course I haven't been at 500 episodes. It's a big amount. I mean, it's crazy. I've been going for this long. So yeah. Hopefully I'll be able to get the YouTube out. Hopefully the video, because it's a pretty cool idea, I think. So hopefully we'll get at least a few listens, views. So I'm not used to YouTube. I mean, hopefully the podcast episode that I release alongside it will do as well. Other than that, I've got no real topics for today. I mean, I played some games, I did some things, I grinded some quests. Now I've got to find something to talk about. Got a couple ideas, but I've touched on them before, and I'm not sure how long I could elaborate on them. Like, I'm thinking about, how is Supercell going to deal with having too many... Okay, I can just talk about that. How will Supercell deal with having too many brawlers? Because obviously there's going to be a point where you can't, number one, master all the brawlers in the game, and number two, push them up enough. So, how will Supercell handle this? Because it's going to happen eventually. It may not be soon. It probably, very likely won't be soon. But who knows? In the next few years, all of a sudden we're having 100 brawlers in the game. And obviously you can't push up every single one of these 100 brawlers to X amount of trophies. And how the Supercell is solving this right now, and how they have solved it in the past, is a combination of trophy inflation, like the actual intended kind. Like, I'm talking... you used to get 5 trophies for a win a long time ago. So, and yeah, then they increased it to 8. That's an example of intended trophy inflation. Of course, the unintended is just people of time. So, that happens too. But of course, another way of trying to solve this is just lowering the season reset. I mean, that's happened really recently. The season reset is now 10, typically, until you get up into the higher trophies. One less than where your current trophy threshold is at the moment. So, I could see that being changed, but really, I mean, it would have to be really high up to make much of a difference, because right now, even that decently high trophies, it's still one difference. So, yeah, that's probably not going to get changed for a while, just because it's already pretty maxed up. So, yeah, and in the past, we've seen, I've seen other games, or at least heard about other games, implement a kind of feature where, like, certain brawlers are banned, or certain characters, I guess, are banned every quote-unquote season. So, I feel like that's a way to go. Like, you can't play certain brawlers every season, but I feel like this would just... I feel like this is more of for games where, like, you're having to... I feel like that's more for games where you're not as focused on individual trophy counts, or they don't even have individual trophy counts. They have all-around trophy counts, and it's people... To be good at... to be good at Brawl Stars, you definitely have to be great at mini brawlers, but hey... And I guess in those games... I mean, it is good to have people to step out from their comfort zone. And... So, yeah, I mean, that would be a good... it would be an interesting idea. I'm not sure how well it would turn out. Like, if I couldn't play Crow for an entire season... I mean, I don't know. I kind of don't play Crow as much as worship him. So, I mean... There's that, but still... So, yeah, I mean, I don't think the ban system is the best, just because, I mean, you can't play who you want, and not playing who you want is just not Brawl Stars. Like, any day I want, I can go and look Brawl Stars and play anyone from Amber to, I don't know, I'm gonna just say Sprout or Stew. So, not being able to do that, it would kind of be a shame. It wouldn't feel like Brawl Stars, not... Like, the variety of characters, I mean, sure, that's in every game, but in Brawl Stars, it just feels more pronounced, because, even typically our hardlock metas, they typically have, like, a 7-8 brawler meta, like, counters and all that, and so it's really a, and even the counters... If the counter plays well, then it could easily win. It's just Brawl Stars is just interesting that way. Like, sure, you can play a counter to a brawler, but you're not gonna win against that brawler. You have to play better than that brawler in order to win. So it's just really, that's one of the really interesting things about Brawl Stars. And like, imagine if we had like, okay, this is just an example. Imagine if we had a Bull meta and Shelly was banned, or if we have a Shelly. Okay, and if we, yeah, you go. I mean, if we have a meta, and the only real good counter or two for that brawler is banned, I just don't feel like that's the best way to go, again. as I said, it just doesn't feel right for a game like Brawl Stars, even though it has worked. Other than that, I'm not sure how Brawl Stars are going to try to fix this. Like, of course, I could just remove brawlers in the game, but that's going to get people upset. Obviously, many people think, for example, Tick should be removed, but then you would upset people like, nah, that's just off the top of my head. Or really, a lot of people. You would upset a lot of people if you just removed a brawler, even if they were the most disliked brawler. If everyone voted and they were to be removed, you'd still upset people. And that's why I don't think that's the best way to solve this. Yeah, I'm probably gonna wrap this up. Discord's in the link in description, clubs in the link in description, quest now. See you.
Don't mess with my crew!